friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Woman in tears after she's asked to leave gym for belly hanging out so the internet steps up. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Shelby Rodriguez, a woman asked to leave a gym, turned to social media to express her disappointment after the humiliating experience, and she believes fat shaming to be the true motive behind her violation. It's not easy to start and stick with a weight loss journey, and for 26-year-old Shelby Rodriguez, a mom of one from Canada, a particularly unpleasant experience at her local gym really took the wind out of her sails. You just have to remember that for some people, it takes so much courage and confidence to actually get up the gall to go to the gym, she explained. On only her third visit to the gym, Shelby experienced what she truly believes to be fat shaming. For her workout, she showed up in a black sports bra and high-waisted leggings pulled above her belly button. Apparently, the staff member at the front desk informed Shelby of the gym's dress code, prohibiting working out in only a sports bra. Normally, the woman said Shelby would be asked to leave the gym, but that an exception would be made for this visit. "It's fine for this time, but just so you know, for the next time," the lady said. However, soon after Shelby began working out, another staff member, the program coordinator, came over and reiterated the dress code, asking her to leave. "I'm so embarrassed," Shelby sobbed when relaying the encounter in a video that has since gone viral on social media. Shelby later clarified in a follow-up video that her issue wasn't with the gym's policy on sports bras. Instead, she felt the fat shaming came from the way the staff handled the situation. For starters, the front desk allowed her inside, giving her a wristband indicating she had permission to use the facilities. Even so, another woman later asked her to leave the gym after she already started exercising. But more than that, Shelby took offense to the belittling manner used when explaining the dress code to her. "Well, we can't just have our bellies hanging out," Shelby recalls a gym staff member saying. This woman who was asked to leave the gym feels these comments were a form of fat shaming. "I genuinely believe that if that was a smaller woman standing there at the counter, that they wouldn't have said that to her. We can't have our bellies hanging out. I genuinely believe that wouldn't have been said," she explained. While some folks suggested Shelby was taking things too personally, the overwhelming response was one of support. "Oh honey, do not be embarrassed, don't cry, just remember you're beautiful and strong," one person commented. "I hear you, you're valid, and I'm so sorry, soul sister, this was wrong," remarked another. Even though the experience of being asked to leave the gym proved painful for Shelby Rodriguez, the love and reassurances she received online from so many concerned strangers touched her heart. And she hasn't let negative comments or what she experienced that day deter her. She continues visiting the gym and working on her health and wellness journey. God loves each and every one of us for what's on the inside, and this story is an important reminder that changes we make to our diet and weight should be to improve our health, not for the purpose of reaching someone else's idea of beauty. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus towards you. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16-18. Pregnant mom yells for daughter as contractions hit and the 9-year-old delivers her baby sister. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. With no one at home to help, a 9-year-old girl delivers her baby sister after her mom suddenly goes into labor. In a world where timing is everything, Angelica Gunn's labor contractions came hard and fast when she was home alone with her 9-year-old daughter, Akayla. Angelica's husband, Caleb, was desperately trying to get home to help, but he found himself stuck in traffic. Things could have been worse though. Angelica is a nurse and certified doula, so at least she had some idea of what to do. Angelica Gunn realized she didn't have much time, so she called for her daughter. "I screamed for Akayla to come in," Angelica, now a mother of three, recalls. Akayla rushed into the room, but was understandably nervous about getting involved. After all, it's not every day a 9-year-old girl delivers a baby. But Angelica knew she had no other choice than to rely on Akayla to get through this. The brave mom coached her daughter through the whole thing. And with only two pushes, Aubrey Rose Gunn arrives safely at 7 pounds, 9 ounces. Most kids would have likely frozen in fear with this kind of situation, but not Akayla. This courageous 9-year-old girl delivers her baby sister and looks back on the whole experience cheerfully. "It was fun. She looked really pretty," Akayla said. God certainly kept little Akayla calm as she witnessed the miracle of birth. Though things didn't exactly go down the way the family had planned, Angelica is grateful for how everything turned out. "I'm happy, just blessed," the mom said. "I'm glad that we're both okay and that my daughter's okay and she's not traumatized by the whole thing. She's pretty excited about it." And once Aubrey Rose gets a little older, Akayla will have an incredible story to share with her. "I think she'll really cherish this for the rest of her life," Angelica said. God's hand certainly guided this 9-year-old girl as she delivered her baby sister. And now, the whole family is reveling in the beautiful blessing the Lord gave them. "It's like heaven looking into her eyes," proud Papa Caleb says. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," Philippians 4:13.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.